In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Tomorrow is the exaltation of the cross, and also happens to be the 14th Sunday after Pentecost. As I was looking at the readings, it seems to me that there's a connection between the epistle for the regular Sunday and the Sunday before the exaltation gospel. You tell me if you think so too. Both epistles. They're both epistles of the exaltation, Sunday before the exaltation, and for the Sunday that's just a normal Sunday in the year. The one before the exaltation says, "But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world." And St. Paul also says something that I think is very much related. "Now he which established us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God, who hath also sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts." I talk to a lot of people, both in confession and out of confession, and I see that people generally are suffering because they are not experiencing God. They don't feel him. They believe in him. They pray to him. But they don't feel him or see him moving throughout their lives, at least not consistently. And I would submit to you that the problem is twofold. One is that it just takes time to be able to experience God, and God chooses to come to those whom he chooses to come to. So sometimes a person can be a long time praying, and God still is a little bit far off for reasons that only he knows. But I think the other reason that is more prevalent is that we do not glory in the cross of the Lord. And if we do not glory in the cross of the Lord, if we don't understand what that means, for one thing, we can't do it, then we will not have that earnest of the Spirit. Now, earnest money is when you give money saying that you're going to do something and promising that you will. So it makes the person to whom you've done a transaction, makes them relax. It makes them think, well, this person's going to follow through on what they promised. So in the same way, the earnest of the Holy Spirit is that anointing of the Holy Spirit in our hearts, the experience of God in our hearts, not thinking that God is real, not believing that he is real, but experiencing that he is real. That is the earnest of the Spirit. And it only comes about in a person who is completely sold out to glory in the cross only. And glorying in the cross means to live as Jesus Christ lived. I think sometimes this glorying in the cross, from a Protestant perspective, is all about speaking of the doctrine of the cross and other such things. For us, it is how we live. Jesus Christ died for us, died for sin once, so that we might live forever. And this is a stupendous thing, a cataclysmic thing that has changed the entire universe and changed us from death to life. And we should glory in this. And because of glorying in this, we should see what is dead and what is alive. And we should look at things that are dead and not want to have anything to do with them, and desire to cleave to the things that are alive. And if we do this, then we will begin to experience God and will have that earnest of the Holy Spirit. So the two things are very, very much related. Most of the time when I see someone with a consistent sin that they cannot deal with, I don't see it very much effort. Not all the time, but most of the time, there's not enough effort. There's not enough seriousness. But if we think the Lord has died on the cross for us, and we should die therefore to the world as he has, and model ourselves over after what he has done, then we're being really serious. And God works with serious people. He doesn't work with people who are shallow. Shallow people, they just continue to be shallow, and they don't experience God. The really shallow, well, they don't care that they don't experience God, or they even think they are experiencing him. But the people such as perhaps you and me, that are shallow but want to experience God, we feel the lack because we're not trying hard enough. because we're not glorying in the cross of God. That's what we should do. And so if we do this and are really serious about Christ and about his sacrifice, and therefore we should model his sacrifice, not so much think about we have these rights and these privileges, but that because Christ died for us, we're going to die for him. If we think that way and live that way, then God will certainly visit us. And if he visits us, we will experience him. And that experiencing of him is that earnest, that anointing of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. May God grant that we do this. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages.